Oliver Callan on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Get Set Go. Get comprehensive car insurance today at getsetgo.ie.
Now, the 20-somethings, are they planning to go out this Friday night if you're in that place yourself, or maybe you're the parents of the Gen Z, which is people in their early 20s? Are they going to a gig, house party, clubbing, or are they getting into their pyjamas and just kind of rotting for the evening and not going out, making the terrible mistakes the rest of us would have made 20 plus years ago? According to Jane Cowan in her Gen Z diary in today's Irish Examiner, getting the early night is more appealing than the night on the tiles. And she is our young person whisperer often in this programme. Good morning, Jane.
Good morning.
I should say happy birthday. Yesterday, you had a birthday.
Thank you very much. I'm getting old now. 22.
As Taylor Swift. Is Taylor Swift, is that the song where she goes, I'm feeling 22?
Oh yeah, I'm feeling 22, Oliver. Big time.
Now, she is, she's ancient to you, obviously. She's 36.
Oh yeah.
She knows how to party and she goes out and makes all her mistakes or whatever she does. What did you do for your birthday? Did you go mad, have a house party, stay up all night?
Oh God, it was like really crazy. I don't even know if I can say this on radio. I like had dinner with my mother and then we watched a movie. It was absolutely wild.
That's it. There was no.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, head pounding today. Like drank too much tea. It was, you know. Oh,
God.
Well, I'm a 22-year-old. I don't think you could handle it.
I'm only learning this now. So, the people your age are basically their ideal evening is arriving in. It could be 4 o'clock in the afternoon when they get home. Often home is now with their parents. Straight into the pajamas.
Yeah, you know what though? Like, I actually think there's something a bit psychotic about people that are coming home and like still wearing their jeans around the house.
Oh,
as soon as I'm like, if I'm done with college for the day is over, I'm home, I'm like tucked into bed.
I don't know what to say. What if you need to pop out to the shop for something you've just remembered you need to get?
Nothing is that important.
Nothing.
You know, like, I'll live, I'll be grand.
it's going to be befuddling to those of us 22. We were just figuring out what house parties. The house parties would begin on definitely a Thursday night, possibly a Wednesday if you could manage it.
Oliver, you know, if we had houses for that kind of thing,
true. The
thing would be going on now. Unfortunately.
I think my rent was £55 at the beginning, but even when it went into euro, it was only, it was much lower.
Like, I could invite my friends over and have my mother, you know, sitting watching the news in the next room, but it's just not the same.
Do you know renters? There must be renters in house shares that surely have the odd.
I know a few, but like most people, if their parents live within commuting distance from college, they are at home.
And going out to an actual pub or dance venue is kind of out of the question, is it, money-wise?
I mean, it's unbelievably expensive to go to a pub. Like, drinks are so much money. So that obviously is a barrier for young people. And like, on New Year's Eve, Coppers was charging like €15 entrance. I don't know who they think they are, but like, that's, you know, that's just not on.
Rammed, then, I'd say, at the same time.
Yeah,
free market,
absolutely.
Capitalism, that's what it is.
Absolutely, it's terrible.
And your younger crowd, they're not drinking as much either. So the kind of feeling that you have to go out and lose your mind isn't really there anymore, is it? Thank God.
Not so much. Like, quite often if I'm, you know, on a crazy night out with my other 20-year-old friends during the week or even not.
Yeah.
Like a lot of my friends will be like, oh no, I'm not drinking tonight. I need to get to the library tomorrow. And like things like that. Or like, oh, I'll go, but you know, I need to leave at 11:30. I need my 8 hours.
Half 11, gone. We don't need to be going out.
Oh yeah, I know. I'm like, this is so depressing, guys. Do you not, or like, do we not hear how embarrassing this is?
It's good though, isn't it? The lifestyle is good. Although you're in your 20s, you know, you can kind of do whatever you like. It's probably not going to.
I mean, like, it might look good if you're like telling your doctor about it or something, but you know, we're kind of at a unique point in our lives where like, I don't have kids, I don't have a mortgage. Yeah. I don't know why I'm, you know, living the lifestyle like I do. And it's sort of a unique time that I can afford to just, you know, spend like 2 days hungover in bed and no one really cares.
You have the view, you know, that you'll never be this young, or in your words, you'll never be hotter than you are now.
Absolutely, Oliver. I'm in my prime and I'm in my pyjamas. Do you know what I mean? It's terrible.
So these good lifestyle decisions, you've kind of had enough of them now.
Yeah, it's getting old. Like, I need to stop living like I'm an 87-year-old woman. I'll be 87 at some stage far into the future.
I bet
not
there
yet.
Are 87-year-olds going, we have a far more exciting social life than these people who are in their pajamas.
This is the thing. Like, my granddad has a hopping social life. I don't think, you know.
Now, this isn't just the 22-year-olds out there are not just doing this because it's dry January and there's lots of people talking about sobriety this time of the year. This is all year round. This is a lifestyle choice, the pajama people at home for the whole evening.
Yeah, and like everyone is into their wellness and their, you know, they're monitoring their sleep with like weird fitness watches and things. Like everyone's just really into it. I think social media has gotten to us. All the wellness influencers have like scared us about our protein intake. We've just taken it too far.
What's your view of the wellness people?
Look, I mean, do what you want with your life. But if I don't want to eat the amount of protein that a rugby player is eating. And, you know, what's the true cost of this? You know, you're optimizing your health, but like, are you really living?
It's very aware of your mortality as well, young people these days, aren't they?
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. No, we're all timer's on, we're counting down.
Death is imminent is kind of the message of all this. Death is imminent. Buy my thing.
Yeah, death is imminent. You need this supplement. You need like collagen or something. I don't know. I'm not buying it.
Is this a post-lockdown thing, the pajama stuff? Were you like this as a teenager before it happened?
I probably was a little bit like this as a teenager.
This is a wider trend, yeah.
But lockdown certainly, you know, that was kind of my peak lifestyle. You know, people were struggling with the, you know, having to stay in, all the rest of it. That was like Jane thriving. You know, get to watch The Office in the middle of the day. It was fabulous, really.
Curious worldview of a global pandemic.
Yes, it was unpopular opinion.
What about all your friends? Is this widespread among your community of young people?
Yeah, I mean, like, I'm not saying no one is going out, but I think there's a lot less going out than in my, you know, my parents would describe about their time in college.
Oh, yeah. Do you think the heathens do you very unhealthy lifestyles we led?
Yeah, no, terrible stuff. I could never. It's not good.
I just imagine if they had the stamina.
They should follow my example.
To go out, have an Indian at 3:30 in the morning. You'll never get to make all those mistakes. It's unless you can rally them, Jane.
No, I'm trying to start a movement here, Oliver. The movement out off our sofas, out of our houses.
Does the session not exist anywhere in the lives of you and your circle?
It does exist, but like it's rare, and you know, there's always at least one person who's avoiding who's trying to avoid drinking and all the rest of it.
Okay, so you're all it's a constant reminder. It's like having a wellness influencer with you on the night out.
No, like someone saying, "Tell me how many grams of sugar are in my drink." I don't need to know that.
The other theory is, of course, that the social media tells us that you're all in your pyjamas and having going to bed at 9 o'clock in the evening and so on.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because the ones who are going out and letting their hair down are not photographing themselves and not kind of showing it, because that's not the trend. That's the anti-wellness thing. That's not cool at the moment. And that's invisible.
I don't know. There's very few young people that wouldn't be posting a picture if they're out on a night out. It's like, Do you know what I mean? If it's not on Instagram, it didn't happen. So you have to keep records of these things, Oliver. There's a lot. It's very complex.
There's an opening here for the wellness backlash to kind of go, you're in your 20s. You can be healthy in your 30s and reverse all of the risks that you put yourself by overindulging in whatever you're doing.
Broccoli is something for middle age. Come on now.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I'm have to make sure I'm about 5 a day. Thanks for reminding me. What is your rallying call, Jane Cowan, for your generation?
My rallying call: get out of your pajamas, put down the decaf tea, get outside of your house. That's basically it.
Get out of
the house. You're not going to find the love of your life at home.
You certainly won't. There's a text here says, "For God's sake, when I was 22, I had no money. I lived in a bedsit, but I still went out with my friends at the weekend. Never put PJs on until bedtime. I'm now 71. That's from D.
Look, I'm trying to live that lifestyle. That's my goal for 2026.
I am
in my pyjamas right now, so I'm not off to a good start.
We used to save the 50 quid to give us a good night out 20 years ago. A friend of mine has a great saying, died at 25, buried at 80. Get out and live.
I think I died at 14.
You're going to get out though, aren't you? You're going to change this now.
Oh yeah, these things are changing, Oliver. I'm a new woman. It's all happening, I swear.
Don't go gently into that good night. We have to rage against the dying of the light.
Although absolutely.
That was a raging alcoholic who wrote that. That was supposed to say. We're living with our almost 26-year-old daughter, says a listener. What a boring social life she lives. She meets her friends at the weekend for morning coffee or lunch. Home and in her pyjamas by 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's crazy. We feel she's missing out on so much. No pubs, no clubs, no cinema, no going to bowling. Nothing. I cannot understand it. This is a
mum. Is this my parents writing that in?
Just change her name. This is
I
a 26
think I could make friends with that girl, to be honest. Sounds like my kind of person.
Unfortunately, we, the old people, come from the generation where we couldn't have fun without alcohol. And thankfully, you're kind of changing that now. But it doesn't mean that you should stay in the house. That's a kind of message.
No, it doesn't. We can do much better than this.
How are you going to kiss anyone, sober or otherwise, if you're in the house in your pyjamas?
Look, yeah, you know, George Clooney at 25 isn't going to come walking into my bedroom. So you have to get out of the house at some stage.
Okay, Jane, let us know how it goes the next while. We'll be talking to you about the next hot issue for this gen.
Thank you.
And our thoughts and prayers are with you all. The poor young people. Thanks, Jane. Happy pajamas. Wouldn't be time for pajamas yet. No, wait a few hours.
Email oliver@rte.ie.